If you want to become financially independent, come to my seminar. Let me show you how to make the fortune you have always dreamed about.
Ready? Go!
What happens if you are named
in Nelson Rockefeller's will? You get rich quick!
Stand on the line, play the game again. Everybody's gonna lose and I'm gonna win. Gonna get rich quick. This is my lucky day. Okay.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to Get Rich Quick with Josh
and Noel,
right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. This is the show where I, Josh Rubin,
and I, Noel Dineen,
come together once a week and work off of different times because Noel does not know how to press the button on his phone to start his timer when he tells me to start.
Yeah.
That's what this show is all about.
That's why we never made it as a synchronized swimming team.
It's true. You were always apparently 3 seconds behind.
Yeah.
This is a show where we come together once a week over a single topic, and from that topic, Noel figures out how to use the timer on his phone. We come up with a bunch of ideas. That's what we do to make a lot of money very quickly, but we don't use them. We don't use those ideas. Why don't we use those ideas? Why the fuck do we do this show? And instead, what we should do is come up with these ideas, and then we should action them and become incredibly wealthy. Why do we give it to the people?
Because we're lazy.
Okay, yeah, so we give it to you to action because we're lazy.
Yeah.
And therefore, we don't get all the money, just as it should be, right?
It should be, yeah.
Just as it should be. We don't deserve all the money just for an idea.
Yeah. You know what they say? The early bird gets the worm, but the lazy bird gets 10% of all the worms.
Yeah, that's exactly it. No, it's cut right to the chase. We don't get all the money. All we get, all we should be getting is once you make your billions, and you do all the work.
Trillions.
You know, billions, of course, billions. Most
trillions,
of our,
I said.
Trillions. Yeah.
In 2021, we're going to make a trillionaire.
We're going to make a trillionaire.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we will. I agree with you. Yeah. Maybe not 2021.
Field of dreams. We're filled a dream in it.
Yeah, maybe 2021. Maybe 2021 is going to be the year of the twillionaire.
Yeah.
You'll be able to take your write off all your three martini lunches, and that savings will be what puts you over the edge.
Add up.
Yeah. We give you guys these ideas. They're there for you. And you're going to get rich off of them. And we don't charge you anything up front for this.
No.
We're not like, hey, our ideas are so great, you should pay us for them right now before you even tried to make money with them. No, we're saying our ideas are so fucking great.
Yeah.
We're going to give them to you because you're guaranteed to make money with them. And, you know, just to prove how great our ideas are, then you're going to make that money. You're going to become a twillionaire. And when you're slogging around in your twillions, you're going to pay it backwards. And what are they going to do, Noel?
After you're a twillionaire, you're going to say, hey, I didn't get here on my own. Those two lazy folks, those are two lazy birds who did basically nothing.
God, you sound like my wife.
They are owed a little something for what they did do. They contributed the germ of the idea that made this all happen.
No, we contributed the actual idea.
The whole idea.
Not the germ of the idea.
Well, depends on what the topic is, I guess.
We gave them a fleshed out idea. They just had to do it. We gave them the entire book.
Yeah.
They just had to read it.
Yeah, that's true. And you owe them something. You owe them 10% of that worm. Only if you get rich. Only if you get rich, we want 10% of that money. If you broke even, free. If you made like $10, don't worry about it. If
you
made
$1 trillion,
we want 1/20 of a trillion.
Dollar. I could use a dollar right now.
Okay,
Things are a little tight in COVID.
So that's the deal. Tithe us.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. That's it, Noel.
That's it.
That's all there is to it.
It's the deal.
Have you been?
Yeah, been good. You know, 'tis the season.
It is. By the time this airs,
yeah,
on
Boxing Day,
it'll be Boxing Day, right?
Yeah,
Boxing Day is a Canadian thing too, right? It's
yes.
British and Canadian.
Yeah.
What exactly do you do on Boxing Day? Why is it called Boxing Day?
You have a vacation day.
But why is it? What's the boxing about it?
Well, I always was under the impression as a kid that it's to box up your Christmas presents and the stuff. But apparently what it is actually rich people in Britain, mm-hmm. lords and ladies, would have huge Christmas feasts. And then on Boxing Day, they would take the food, box it up, and
give
it out to the
poor folk.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
Yeah, you get my leftovers.
Here are the leftovers that we didn't feed to the dog. And this was started, obviously, pre-refrigeration.
Probably.
So not only are they like leftovers, they're like day-old meats that have been sitting out.
Well, some were probably fishes.
Okay, but proteins.
Yes.
That, you know, I think as we all know, not
aged
necessarily
steak.
The best thing to leave them out.
Aged steak, delicious.
Aged steak is generally refrigerated.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll trust you.
Good. I'm glad you'll trust me.
So, yeah, today's Boxing Day. So remember last week I told you that I went and saw the doc, and he had sent me on my merry way with a cup.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we have visitors staying with us and a baby in our apartment,
uh-huh.
and both of us working from home.
Uh-huh.
And I was trying to figure out where I could take this cup to.
Come to my place.
Yeah, yeah, you want a cup. One of he had just said, go to like a Quest.
Uh-huh.
Across the street from me is like an urgent care. So I'm like, I bet you they do it too. But the problem is, with COVID, you can't just walk into places and ask.
Yeah.
And with COVID, it turns out nobody answers their phone anymore in these places. So I tried for days to figure out if I go across the street, and I eventually couldn't figure it out. So I'm like, I guess I'm going to have to go to Quest, but I couldn't talk to them too, so all I could do is make an appointment and just trust that I'm just going to show up.
At Quest. Okay, which is where you should have gone in the first place. Urgent cares generally do not do...
they have a lab, it says, online.
That one has a lab?
Yeah.
In on-premises?
It's an on-premise lab.
Wow, that's crazy.
So that's what I decided I was going to do, and I made an appointment. And when the time came, I took my coat with me to the bathroom with my cup in the pocket, did my business, filled the cup, put the coat on, and just walked straight out of the apartment.
Right past your mother-in-law and your father-in-law?
Yeah. And got outside, realized I forgot my mask.
Uh-oh. Because
I was so like, So... I bought Matt. There's a nail salon downstairs.
Oh, so you
that I guess
bought one of their masks.
They have Christmas masks, so I have a Christmas mask.
Uh-huh.
And I walked to Quest, and on the way, I realized I also forgot my doctor's order that I'm supposed to bring
Jesus
with me.
Christ.
So Nan took a picture of it and texted me it.
Mm-hmm.
And I get there, and I wait a couple of minutes, and they come in. So I start explaining to this woman what I'm there for. And I'm like, I just got this picture. And she's like, no, you can't do that here. And I'm like, what do you mean I can't do that here? The doctor, this is exactly where he told me to come. And she's like, can't do that here, and blah, blah, blah. So we're going back and forth, and I'm just keep like, the doctor told me this is where I come.
By can't do that here, meaning that they don't do that test there. They don't run that test.
I finally just go, well, I don't even know what to do then because this is going to go bad, right? There's a shelf life on it.
Yeah, sure. It's like orange juice.
Yeah. So, she goes to me, Like, because then she's like, they're supposed to give you a cup. And I'm like, yeah, they gave me the cup. It's in my pocket. She's like, oh, you have the cup. And I'm like, yeah. What do you think? I would just wanted you to pull it out for me? Yo, I got it right here. She's like, oh, okay. Well, most people, when they come, I guess they expect them to do the extraction.
Well, or do the extraction in the office, right?
Or, I guess.
Or she thinks, or she they people think, like, people yeah. think that they're supposed to go in there and just pull the sperm out of them.
That's kind of the impression
that
I got
for
from her.
Real?
Yeah, that's kind of the impression I got from her.
That's crazy.
Yes, yes. But then
people, that's crazy.
Yeah, yes. It was in the West Village. Who knows? Maybe there's a lot of creeps that are showing up and just being like, yeah.
Was there a room in the back? Was there a massage room in the back? Little rub and tug action?
Yeah, it's a quest. So it's more of a COVID test and tug.
It is a quest. It's the quest to pull out your sperm.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? It had occurred to me that maybe I would have to do it there because I was trying to figure out time, shelf life, right? Mm-hmm. But the thought of going into the bathroom of a Quest Diagnostics where I'm in the bathroom after the COVID patient
mm-hmm.
and behind me in line is the fallen off the wagon junkie who needs to take a pee test,
mm-hmm.
right? I was like, no, not going to happen.
Yeah,
I would rather do it in an apartment full of people.
I bet for $10 you could have gotten the fallen off the wagon junkie to pull it out of you.
Probably could have.
Yeah.
It didn't even occur to me.
Yeah.
Been
quick and easy.
Yeah. So then I had to go because I needed a printed out copy. So I had to go and get a hard copy printed of this thing that had been sent me. And then
I came back. That's what I thought when you said that she was saying, no, we can't do it. I thought she was referring to the fact that you had just a photo of your doctor's order, not...
No, she was just saying...
She was just talking about...
do that here.
She's not going to extract your sperm from
yeah.
you. I mean, the shelf life of your sperm, they're really... I mean, shelf life of your sperm, I would think, only matters if you're getting, like, a motility test and the sperm actually need to be alive. I mean, it seems to me...
I guess, yeah, you're right. You're right, probably.
It seems to me like what they're just testing
is
to see
if... she did double-check what the test was for.
And it's just to see if there's...
She's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just to see if there's any actual sperm in there at all. Right? So you could have taken your time next time.
That's true.
Just you can...
Go out for
meander.
Lunch.
Yeah.
You can stroll around town with a jug full of jizz.
Jug. Wow, that's pretty impressive. It's a jug, huh? It's gone from a cup to a jug. Oh, I got three and a half gallons of jizz right here. That's fantastic.
Yeah, so then it was just, all right, let's see your insurance card. Just leave it on the counter.
There you go. I
should have told her before I left. It's clean. The container's clean. Don't worry about it. Because I can't even imagine what that's like, too. They probably are just probably not their favorite part of the job. It wasn't my favorite thing of the week.
It's daunting, man. It's an unpleasant experience bringing your jizz to someone.
Yes.
That isn't really that interested in your jizz.
They weren't into it. They weren't into it.
You know, it's an uncomfortable experience.
Yeah.
But, you know, you did it. You manned up. You jerked off with your in-laws in the other room. That's the part of the story that really needs some inspection. What's he doing in there? He's been in there so long. Noah, what are you doing in there? Come out. The baby wants to see you.
Accidentally still have AirPlay on.
That's great. Well, Noel, I'm trying to think of how to tie this in. This story into the topic today. I mean, I guess while you were doing it, you were pointing due north, which is completely appropriate.
Yes.
Because today's topic is...
Today's topic is the North Pole. How to go all the way to the top? To the top.
That was...
The best.
They're really
yet.
Getting better every yeah. week. Ever since you had Nigel... These,
you can tell the extra work that I've
yeah,
done,
you're
right?
you're really it's really these parts are getting better for sure.
The, yeah,
those what are those called? Are they intros? They're not really intros.
It's
I guess
a,
it's an intro.
It's
a tag.
A tag.
A tag is usually on the end, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the end of the intro.
We don't know the radio
it's
lingo.
Tag in the intro.
There you go. Tag in the intro.
Tag of the topic.
There you go. It's a skin tag.
Yeah. It's the back of the T-shirt of the topic.
There you go. I like it.
If the topic was a T-shirt.
That's right. But the topic isn't the T-shirt.
No.
The topic is the North Pole.
That's right.
And Noel.
Yeah.
With that hippie commune of Santas up there.
Yeah.
How are you going to make money off the North Pole?
Oh, no problem, my friend. So North Pole, guys, we know all about it. It's the top of the world. Magnetic north, actual north, close enough for me. We're talking about the North Pole. Famously, this time of year, everyone knows it's Santa's workshop, where the output is insane. And even for magic elves, right? Like, really think about it. Break it down a little bit. So... Christmas comes, flurry of activity beforehand. But if you just look logistically, today, Boxing Day, probably a day of rest. Right? They're sitting around, dropping off their samples, if you know what I mean. That's probably about it. Next day is back to work because they got to hustle to get all these presents made.
Mm-hmm.
Even magical elves, they got to hustle, right? And not only do they have to, this is where the real magic I think comes in, because they got to work so hard right from this point, but they don't yet know what the kids want. They have to know that intuitively somehow.
Right, they don't know what the hot gift is going to be.
No, here's the thing. They do know what the hot gift is going to be.
Oh, well.
Right?
Okay.
Right? They don't have little Susie's list yet, but they know. Cabbage Patch Kid, start making them. And they're like, what's a Cabbage Patch Kid? They're like, it'll come out in 3 months. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they're making them pronto. Putting them out. What are the other big ones? I remember Cabbage Patch was the first... one I ever heard about, like the frenzy.
Yeah, that
Christmas.
Was the first real, but Tickle Me Elmo was a big one.
Okay.
That was huge.
All right.
And now it's all like, I think, video games, like the PS5.
Okay.
Is a huge one. That one is like pretty sold out all the time.
Are those kids, though, or are those like stoners?
That's everybody. Everybody plays video games now of all ages. That's one of the reasons that they sell out so rapidly.
Okay.
That's the reason that video games make more money now than movies.
Yeah. Well, that and movies don't make
money
anymore.
In terms of the industry. But I mean even prior to this year.
Yeah.
The video game industry was a $12 billion industry.
Mm-hmm.
And the movie industry was a like $5 billion industry or something
okay.
like that.
All right. So you guys, that's Josh nailed it when he was like, they know what, when he got to the core concept of what's the hot present going to be, right? These guys know they're churning them off the shelves before it exists, definitely before it becomes the hot present of the year.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a sparkle in some toy maker's eye.
Yeah, one would think
Mattel's eye.
That one would think that they may even not only have insider information, but that maybe they are the ones that are creating these toys, that are the ones, they're putting it in you that this is the toy that you want somehow.
Maybe, but I think Santa's the type, if he were going to do that, it would probably be, there'd be like some Newman's toy factory that gives all the profits to poor people or something.
Maybe.
Right? And the fact that there's just Newman's salad dressing and no Newman's toys makes me think that, no, they're just tapping into the future.
Okay.
So, if you get your hands on that information, it'd be pretty good for you, right? So that's what we're going to do. We're going to get drones. We're going to get all sorts of surveillance equipment. And we are going to set up surveillance around the North Pole. We're going to find out what the hot toys are before anyone knows what the hot toys are. And what can you do with that? You can buy stocks, right? You can buy Mattel. You can buy whatever stocks for the company, commodities trading, if it's made of wood or, you know, whatever it is. You can do commodities trading, futures trading. You can start hoarding that present, that gift now.
Right.
So that when it comes around and people are just willing to put any amount of money to get their kid that special thing under the tree, you can capitalize. You can send out newsletters to the market data community for traders to take advice from. And before long, they'll be like, I don't know what it is, but this guy's always right.
Right,
and
right.
And we got to spend $4,000 for this newsletter, but he's going to know before anyone, right? And you wouldn't release that info until you've done all this other stuff anyway. So
right.
That's just bonus cake money at that point. And that's what you're going to do, and there's going to be a lot of money in it.
I like the idea of bonus cake money.
Yeah.
That's the kind of money I want, is bonus cake money.
One day you'll get it, buddy.
I need it. That's great. I like it. I like it a lot, my friend. I like it a lot.
Wow.
So I'm going to take a little switch. I'm going to go down. I know this episode is about the North Pole, and we're going to get there, but I'm going to talk about the South Pole a little
bit. Oh.
The reason I'm going to talk about the South Pole is
because
I have been reading. We've done a Flat Earth episode, as you may recall. And as we pointed out on the Flat Earth episode, and any of you who know even the slightest bit about the flat earthers and their beliefs, they believe that the reason that Antarctica, that the South Pole is the end of the Earth, and that it is surrounded by a giant wall of ice, and that's really what Antarctica is. It is just an icy coastline that is a giant wall of ice that is up to, I think, something like 46,000 miles long or something along those lines, some absurd number like that. And people say that's ridiculous. Well, it's becoming a thing in the Flat Earth Society now that Flat Earthers, the different Flat Earth groups, and there are apparently more than one. There's the Flat Earth Society. Then there's another one that's the FEIC, which is the Flat Earth International Conference. And there's a couple other. All of them individually are planning expeditions to Antarctica to prove their theories correct. Now, let's not consider the fact that there have been hundreds of expeditions to and through Antarctica, with at least 10 expeditions crossing the Antarctic, like literally crossing across the Antarctic, not hitting a wall, but going directly across it in the past 4 years alone.
Okay, can I interject with a question?
Yeah, absolutely.
Are flat earthers, why are they not the biggest people concerned about global warming? If they think that the oceans are basically being held in by a wall of ice, why are they not like, we got to stop global warming because that wall's going to melt and all the water's going to disappear from the earth.
My assumption is, right, well, we're all going to fall off, right? I mean, the only thing holding everything in is this wall of ice. My assumption is that they just don't believe that global warming is a thing, doesn't actually exist. There is a segment of the Flat Earth Society that while they believe that there's a wall of ice surrounding the world as well, we're also a flat disk with a dome over us of some sort.
Okay.
What that means to them, I don't know. But I think that's
control.
I think that's a valid question.
Yeah.
I think that's a valid question. But my guess is, I don't know for a fact, but my guess is they don't believe that there is any sort of climate issues going on.
Okay.
But so a quote from Jay DeCasby, who is a prominent flat earther, all they have to do to shut the debate down once and for all is to get the distance of the coast of Antarctica, right? And what I realized is that to run any kind of expedition requires a lot of money. So clearly these flat earthers have some money behind them. They've got money coming into them. There are lots of people that are buying into this flat earth thing. This has become one of the hottest theories, new old theories, to hit the market in a long time. And prominent, really rich YouTubers like Logan Paul have been going to Flat Earth conferences and have been saying that, you know, they would be part of these expeditions, which I assume would mean partially financing them as well. But tens of millions of dollars to do these kind of expeditions, sending, 30, 40 people to Antarctica with all of the, the boat alone. One of them is planning on going there in a cruise ship and finding the coast and sailing the entire coast in a cruise ship with all sorts of other flat earthers on there. And that got me thinking about Santa Claus.
Of course.
And we live in a world now that it seems obvious that Santa Claus doesn't really exist, right?
Yeah.
But what I thought about when I thought of that was not unlike your favorite cause, mm-hmm. the anti-circumcision group, you are of whom you are one of the biggest supporters. as you had pointed out, your belief is that, I don't know if you said this on air or to me personally, but you believe that these are people who, just because they never had their foreskin, think they're missing out on something from a very young age and can't let go of it.
Or
literally.
Maybe not missing out on something. It's maybe they're aging, and there's other effects of their lifestyle or time
that they think that having their foreskin would help improve, would have made better, would have made different, would have been different on some way.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, how many millions and millions and millions and millions?
Mm-hmm.
of people out there had their childhood scarred when they were told in no uncertain terms that Santa Claus does not exist.
Yeah.
And how many millions and millions of people out there do we know, just based on buying habits and television watching habits? And I mean, I think we've done shows on, I'm pretty sure we did a show on nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
Are constantly trying to recapture their childhood in some way. Well, all those people are just looking for an excuse to believe in Santa Claus again. All those people want Santa Claus to be real.
Yeah.
Because if Santa Claus is real, then joy is back in their lives. So this is what you're going to do. You're going to start the Santa Exists group. And it's going to take you a little while, but you're going to get it out there on all the social meds, as the kids call it, the social meds. You're going to get people joining up like crazy. And you're going to start collecting money for an expedition to the North Pole to find Santa's workshop once and for all.
Yeah.
And prove that Santa Claus and the magical elves actually do exist.
Yeah.
You're going to have people throwing money at you. You're going to have people, millions of people wanting to be part of this expedition. And, yeah, that's kind of it in the nutshell.
Yeah.
So there you go.
That's great. I like it.
Give a whole new meaning to SantaCon.
Yeah.
It will no longer be a bunch of drunken douchebags running around your city fucking going from bar to bar and throwing up on your doorstep dressed as Santa and elves. No, it'll be
QAnon.
Lovely people. But QAnon looking for their childhood again.
Yeah.
It's like a QAnon that can fill your heart with joy.
Yeah. Maybe it would heal QAnon and they would stop trying to set up a dictatorship.
That's what I'm saying. Something like that. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. You guys, whether you make money or not, for that one, Radio Free Brooklyn deserves some money for airing Josh solving the world's problems. So you can go to RadioFreeBrooklyn.org, just go to RadioFreeBrooklyn.org, hit the sponsor. Well, they used to have a sponsor button for us, too, and then they stopped doing that for shows. but you can go to RadioFreeBrooklyn.org and press the sponsor button, pledge an amount. All that money goes to Radio Free Brooklyn, none to us. and you get a tax break.
We were making so much money off of that sponsor button.
I know we were. Because Radio Free Brooklyn's a 501c3 charitable organization. You get a tax break. You get to feel good about yourself because, you know, Radio Free Brooklyn is a fantastic arts organization providing community radio around the world, wherever your community is. Radio Free Brooklyn's giving it. If you want to support in other ways, you can download the apps, iOS or Android, listen to the station live, get all the archives of all the shows. You can subscribe to the newsletter. You can go, if you're feeling fat and bored, sitting inside and quarantine life that we now all live in, you can, go out there with City Running Tours. They're offering neighborhood running tours as a way to discover the history of New York neighborhoods while on a run. Choose from 23 different tours of neighborhoods in Manhattan, Queens, Brooklyn, and the Bronx. So do that. Get out there. Run. See the city. Go to cityrunningtours.com/New York City.
Can you imagine?
Check it out.
Like 25 people who haven't left their fucking house in 7, 8, 9 months.
It'd be like
just
every
been
half
sitting
block,
and
just
eating,
like, stop,
just throwing up because they're just so out of shape.
You ever thrown up in a COVID mask? It's not great.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I've sneezed in them a couple times and it's pretty fucking disgusting.
Yeah. Well, at least you didn't take it off to sneeze like you see on the street.
Are Makes people doing
crazy.
That?
I've seen it.
I want to, because I got to tell you, once you sneeze in a mask, there's no going back.
Yeah, well,
you're
can
just
pinch,
stuck
you can
with...
still pinch your nose, though.
Who pinches their nose when they sneeze?
I do.
Well, do you really?
Yeah.
What's that do? You still get all this stuff coming out of your mouth.
No. Well, you get a little coming out of your mouth, but you don't get a whole load of bugs coming out.
Well, everyone's different.
Everyone's different, guys. That's what we learned today. Acceptance.
Yeah, it's like the electric company.
Speaking of like, everything different, you know, we have a topic every week. This week it is the North Pole, and from that topic there could be so many ways for you to get rich. Josh is like, hey, but some people are different, so we should give them a little something too. So he does. He finds another topic, and he puts another little way for you to get rich. So, Mr. Josh, take it away.
The Get Rich Quick Tip of the Week, brought to you by Radio Free Brooklyn.
You know, the worst employee is a good employee. A bad employee is fine because you fire that person right away. A great employee is phenomenal. You want to keep them and cherish them. They're fantastic. But a good employee, you never sort of fire them, but they never lead you to the next level. They just keep their job. They're sort of too good to be fired, but they're not good enough. You're never going to do great. So I always say the worst employee isn't a bad employee. It's just a good or average employee.
There you go, Noel. That's your favorite president. I know you're excited about him serving his second term, either immediately come January or possibly in 2024.
He's going to be but there's, so far in there's, jail by 2024.
There's some advice from him from when he was just a businessman, not the greatest president that this country has ever had.
Wow. Josh just said it. Josh likes Trump, guys.
I'm just talking. I'm being you. I'm channeling Noel Dineen. I'm trying not to upset you by insulting him.
He's going to be in the deepest jail we can dig.
I didn't. We can dig.
Yeah.
We'll see, man. I have no idea what's going to happen.
Either do I. But everything keeps pushing and pushing. If he had tried to leave well enough alone, he probably could have got by and someone would have been like, you know, in order to make peace with everyone, we should just let him go. But he keeps pushing and now he's trying to break the country. They're going to have to put him in jail, in the deepest, deepest jail ever.
Yeah, we'll see, man. I mean, everything he's doing now is, I don't even know. It's hard evil. To even figure out what he's doing.
He's trying to start a dictatorship. Anyway, on that note, guys.
Speaking of dictatorships, how are you going to make money off of the North Pole, Noel?
I'm going to tell you. So North Pole, right? Not a lot of people have been there. Some have. Some flat earthers have made it to the center of the world.
Can I give you a little fact about the North Pole?
Yeah.
There's no actual land in the North Pole.
Yeah.
It's all ice.
Yeah.
Antarctica, there's land.
Yeah.
But not the North Pole. Okay.
Yeah. And the North Pole isn't even always ice.
Yeah. It's there's much warmer up there than it is down south.
Yeah. In the summer, there's no ice. So, but when you think about it, you do think about, like, oh, wouldn't it be cool to go there? And I looked up things about the North Pole. And it turns out the internet lists everything even remotely close to the North Pole as being at the North Pole. And they're talking about all the ice hotels up there. And one's in Finland, which isn't even one of the closest countries to the North Pole.
No.
The other one's in Alaska, also mm-hmm. not one of the closest countries to the North Pole. The other one's in Russia, once again, not one of the closest countries to the North Pole. But they're all listed as North Pole ice hotels. So at first I was thinking about, like, make an ice hotel at the North Pole. But make it cool. Don't make it one of these stupid ice hotels that they make everywhere that look like a cross between Canterbury Tales and, I don't know, ice.
New Canterbury Tales on ice.
Well, if you really want to get people up there and if you really want to get the different demographic, you're going to make it like, you know, Superman's hideout.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because that would be cool. You'd get hordes of comic book fans going up there. So I started looking into that, making an ice hotel like Superman's getaway. What would you call that? Superman's what?
It was a fortress. It had a fortress name. It was, or maybe it was just the fortress, but it I thought it had a name.
The Fortress of Crystal or something. But whatever it is. So I started looking into making that up there, right? And I came across the fact that actually the North Pole is...
It was the Fortress of Solitude.
Fortress of Solitude is over water. Global warming now and shipping lanes have made that actually be actual water for a lot of the year. So not even ice that you could build on. So that's not going to work out too well. But I thought, why not make a cruise ship out of ice? An entire cruise ship out of ice.
Uh-huh.
And it could be a cross between this Fortress of Solitude. You could have a Fortress of Solitude section.
Right.
And the rest would just be like Wonder Woman's cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because she's got all that invisible stuff.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what you're going to do. You're going to make a giant cruise ship out of ice. And you're going to do it at North Pole. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to a lot of cooling devices inside this ship.
Yeah.
To keep it cool. Right? Keep it cold. Sub-zero on the inside, the hull. Right? You're going to have a layer of super cold before the ice to keep it icy. And the thing you're not telling anyone is that it's going to really keep it cold. And nothing's going to be able to, you're not going to have coronavirus on this.
Oh, because it's so cold.
Because it's so cold, right? And as a matter of fact, people are going to go and they're going to buy in for the North Pole trip. But after, people are like, this is great technology. You're going to be, yeah, you know what? My little cold engines are so good. You could sail this ice boat in the Caribbean.
Wow.
You could sail this ice boat anywhere a cruise ship goes.
Mm-hmm.
Pollutes less.
Mm-hmm.
No more disease-spreading cruise ships.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically giant ice cubes in the water, so it'll help fight global warming by icing the ocean.
Wow.
Right? What do you do when you have a hot beverage and you want to cool it down?
You throw a bunch of ice in there.
Yeah, exactly.
But as it melts as it goes, won't it sort of add to the water?
Add to the
you
water.
You know what I mean? Like
of
in the
ocean?
Same. Yeah.
No, because it's you're taking in water and freezing it at the same time.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
It's a water neutral.
It's gonna have to filter all the salt out of the
it's
water
got a little
as well,
bit of
though.
Desalinization going
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
Right. You sell the salt.
Uh huh. Uh huh. And you provide your own drinking water because you've got a whole desalinization plant.
Yes, you do.
On there.
Yeah, you do.
And I don't know if you've seen a desalinization plant.
Little.
Oh, yeah, they're small. They are tiny.
You guys, huge money in this. You're going to have the Cruise Ship of Solitude.
Oh, what a great name.
Where Superman and Wonder Woman had their honeymoon. You can have the Superman, Wonder Woman honeymoon suite.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah.
I've always wondered about those frozen hotels. I mean, I know, you know, they're thick blocks of ice, and so you can't, it's not like looking through a window.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, you can see shapes, you can see bodies.
Sure.
Through it. So, like, doing the dirty.
Oh, yeah.
Or going to the toilet.
That's right. Look at
me. You're going to have to take a shit on an ice toilet.
Yeah.
That seems horrible.
You're going to have to fill your sample cup.
While sitting on an ice toilet. That seems literally impossible.
Impopsicle.
Impopsicle. I don't think... I challenge you. This is a challenge. This is all like right. A YouTube challenge. To do the toilet jack-off... the ice toilet jack-off challenge.
Yeah.
If you live in a cold climate, you take your toilet outside.
We should start the Get Rich Quick with Josh and Noel ice toilet
jack off challenge.
And just start putting it on your Facebook feeds.
Yeah. Facebook feeds, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, whatever your choice is. And the idea is what you're going to do is you're going to take a toilet outside. You're going to cover it in water and let it freeze. This may take several days to get a thick coat of ice on there.
Yeah.
Then you're going to drop trowel and try to do your business and get it in a cup.
Yeah.
And if you can actually do it, you win the challenge.
Yeah, you win the challenge.
Yeah. And what's better than winning a challenge? Nothing.
Nothing.
So there you go, guys.
There you go. I think we just started the next big thing.
Yeah, I think so, too. This is going to be a viral challenge. This is going to be a viral challenge.
Wouldn't that be the best thing ever if it actually happened?
It would be. But we'd have to have a listener.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Oh, come on.
We'd have to have a listener who's willing to do it and then tag their friends in it to pass it along.
Tag your friends. Say, if you've been tagged in this,
you've got to do the ice toilet jerk off challenge.
Yep.
So there you go. So, Noel.
Yeah.
According to many geographical surveys, roughly 22% of the world's undiscovered oil resources rest beneath the Arctic seabed.
Yep.
As we know, the Arctic is the North Pole.
Yeah.
Due to the melting ice that's been going on up there, these resources are becoming more and more obtainable.
Yeah.
And what is happening is you are currently having sort of cold wars, pardon the pun,
ho-ho,
between several countries trying to claim the North Pole as their own.
All right.
Currently, there are 5 countries that have filed paperwork to claim the North Pole as their own. There's Canada.
Yeah, it probably should belong to.
That's your opinion.
Okay.
Denmark.
Okay.
Norway.
That's just stupid.
Russia.
That's dumb.
And of course, the good old US and A.
Oh, you have read something different than I did.
What did you read?
Because the two closest countries to the North Pole are Canada, mm-hmm, and then second closest is Greenland.
Is Greenland trying to claim?
I don't know, but maybe that's why Trump wants Greenland.
There were thoughts that would be why he wanted to buy Greenland. And that's possibly true. I like that he was willing to do a straight up trade of Puerto Rico for Greenland.
What the fuck, dick?
Anyway, so it's kind of really simple. One of the ways that Russia is making claim. Is they are putting mini subs all around the Arctic to stake their claim. It's as if they're planting their flags with mini subs.
Well, they did.
Right. And the other thing that they're doing is they're taking tours. They're bringing tourists out on cruise ships to the Arctic and letting them off there and having them wander around. And claiming that they have people there.
Okay.
In the North Pole.
Wow.
So you're going to use some of these tactics yourself, and you are going to start to file claims that the Arctic belongs to you.
Okay.
Okay? As an individual.
All right. I like that.
You don't really have any claim to the Arctic. But in the same way that none of these countries really have a claim to the Arctic.
Canada does.
Oh, you just are saying it because you're Canadian.
No.
By the way, what's the deal with the Canadian North Pole?
What do you mean?
There's a Canadian North Pole that's not the North Pole.
What do you mean?
You look it up. There's a section of Canada called the Canadian North Pole. It's a thing.
I'll look it up.
Anyway, I thought you might know about it being Canadian. I thought it would be, since all you learn about is all things Canadian when you're in Canada. That no one else in the world knows about. It's the only way that that people can keep up with Canada. You're going to file these claims, and you're basically going to throw like a spanner in the works.
Okay.
You're going to be this guy that is just going to be the bug, right? Every time they get together to try to hash something out, you're going to be that guy that goes, fuck you, I own the North Pole. I'm walking out of this meeting. I'm not making any agreements with you. It's me. It's mine. You're going to art of the deal them to death. Eventually to the point where all five of these countries are going to want to pay you to fuck off. And you are going to demand billions of dollars, kroners, Canadian money, rubles, whatever they have in Norway. And you'll just rescind your paperwork. You'll say, you know what? I made a mistake. It's not mine.
Yeah.
Let these guys fight it out.
Yeah.
And there you go. That's it. It's pretty simple and straightforward.
Yeah, I like it. So I looked up the Canadian North Pole, the magnetic poles in Canada.
Oh, so they're referring to the magnetic pole?
Yeah.
Okay.
It used to be in Greenland. It's in Canada.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'll give you that then.
Yeah, you guys, if you want to get in touch with us, you can, right? Don't think you can't do it. You can do it. You can go on Twitter at GRQ Josh Knoll.
Oh, you can check us out on Gmail, on email. Sorry, you can contact us via
check
email.
Check us out on email.
Go fuck yourself. It doesn't matter what I say. No one emails us. We've never gotten an email.
No,
when did
no
we
emails?
Ever get an email? We've never gotten an email.
That's true.
We've been
Facebook, Twitter.
Facebook and Twitter.
That's true.
That's the only way people have ever reached out to us.
Okay.
We've never gotten an email.
But you can check us out on email.
You can check us out on email. See what we're doing on email at GRQ with Josh and Noel.
Yeah, you can go on Facebook.
At Gmail. Can I finish?
Oh.
Can I finish?
I forgot.
At gmail.com.
Is that the end of it?
It's never the end of it with you, Noel. <to me. laughs>
You can go on Facebook at Facebook.com/GRQ Josh Knoll. You can go on iTunes or anywhere you get a podcast nowadays. You can download, subscribe, rate, review. Please do. If you only listen to us in podcast form, come on. What are you doing? Tune in Saturday nights, Radio Free Brooklyn, 8 o'clock. Get the schemes 5 days for anyone else. Get there early. Listen to Art Star Scene. Stick around afterwards. Listen to The Circuit. There's a lot going on Radio Free Brooklyn. Check it out.
Yeah, check it out.
Even if you hate us, there's something else you'll love.
Yeah, check out our email. We're doing a lot of stuff on our email.
And while you're at it, then check out Radio Free Brooklyn. Check out our email.
Got a lot of stuff going on our email.
Yeah, yeah. Have you updated it recently?
Yeah, every day.
Okay.
New content on our email every day.
We joke, but there really is.
But
a
we
lot
really
of
do update our email every day. We put a lot day. Of content on our email. Joke about it, but we really do.
Yeah. And Josh even put an easy password on there so that people can get in and read it.
Yeah.
But, no takers so far, I guess.
Yeah, none.
Right around now, you guys look like Santa with your pants all full of money. What are you going to do with all that money? Because they're so full of it. Makes them look like big Santa.
I like that. People on there have no idea what you were responding to because all I did was make a face.
Well, You made a face. They could hear it. They could hear your face. If you ever taken a voiceover workshop, you can hear what's on someone's face.
Yeah, when they're talking.
Yes. So Josh finds ways for you to spend that money, and he's going to tell you right now.
Is the project undertaken by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, who is funding a clock housed within a cave. There's no set date for when the clock will be completed, but once it's finished, it will be open to the public for everyone to view. The project is inspired by the Clock of the Long Now, which was thought up by Danny Hills in 1986. The idea was to create a mechanical clock designed to keep time perfectly for 10,000 years, hence its name, the 10,000 Year Clock. You can still view this prototype at the Science Museum in London. Jeff Bezos' Bezos Expeditions is funding a similar technical project costing upwards of $42 million, and his clock is being created 500 feet down into a Texan mountain that Bezos himself owns. We don't know how long it will take, but we're sure that this clock in the cave will be a sight to behold, and will be able to keep time for thousands of years to come. As to why he's doing this, Bezos explains that it's essentially a clock to keep us humble. The clock reminds us that we're small in the grand scheme of things, and that most of our lives will last at the very most a fraction of 1% of the aspirational life of the clock.
So Jeff Bezos, I know it was a little confusing because of the way that he did it up, but Jeff Bezos is building this clock inside of a mountain in Texas.
Yeah.
The clock is intended to keep perfect time for 10,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the only purpose he's doing it for is essentially, it sounds like an art project.
Yeah.
In that we are to go to see this clock to really feel how insignificant we are in the grand scheme of things.
You know, in 10,000 years, I have to think that everyone's forgotten who Jeff Bezos is. Everyone's forgotten who we are.
No one's going to forget who Jeff Bezos is in 10,000 years because Amazon will run everything in the world.
It won't.
Yes,
not
it
10,000
will.
Years. In 10,000 years, our societies will have risen and fallen multiple times, and they'll have no concept, and they will look at this 10,000 clock running out. You think there was hysteria about the Mayan calendar running out? Wait until the 10,000 year clock stops.
The clock that no one understands. Why is this clock in a mountain? What the hell is going on here?
Yeah. Wow. He's setting us up. You guys, our ideas are fantastic. We know they're going to make you rich. How do they know that they are worth taking out loans, spending your kids' college money, emptying that cookie jar full of cash you've been keeping for a new car? It's because Josh, once again, scours the internet for rules of getting rich quick, to which we judge our schemes by. Josh, where do rules come from?
Today's rules are 10 rules that I made up in my head. Rule number one, the internet truly has changed the game.
The internet truly has changed the game, right? Before, if we wanted to do a show on the North Pole, we would have had to go there. Not anymore.
True. Oh, we got time for another one. Yeah. Awesome. Number two, all life areas on go.
All life areas on go, right? Go to the South Pole, make a journey to see if you can cross it, and look behind you. There's Santa.
Yeah, so we're definitely getting rich with those guys. So once again, for Josh.
And Noel, don't spend all that knowledge in one place.
Land on the line, let the game begin. Everybody's gonna lose, and I'm gonna win. Gonna get rich quick. This is my lucky day. So stick around, baby, and everything will be okay. $20,000 when I came back, gonna get rich quick. This is my lucky day.